Okay, good afternoon. Before I forget, I know everybody's been asking a lot about John Sullivan. Well, not a lot, but he had a relapse about 10 days ago in the weight room, and so he had another procedure done on his back. So we don't know when he'll be back or if he'll be back. And as far as the football game yesterday, you know, I think our guys showed a lot of resiliency, and you know, getting down 14-3. I think there's a lot of things that we can do better. Obviously, there's, you know, we got to get better in the red zone. We can't give up the big plays defensively. We didn't handle some of the things good in the running game, but there were also some good things. We scored on 6 of the first 7 drives. Offensively, I thought we did a nice job in the 2-minute situation. We were able to go down and score, and then come back in the first part of the third quarter. We got the ball back and scored again, and the guys kept fighting. So another good learning experience for us to be able to go on the road against a good division team and fight our way out of a hole. So, you know, these are all things that are important to me and this football team. Questions?
Mike, how disappointing is it for that news for Sullivan?
Yeah, well, it was disappointing, and it was, you know, he was doing really, really good, and then all of a sudden he had a little mishap, and so he had to have another deal done.
Second surgery, just to clarify, was on his back again?
Yeah.
Mike, you said we don't know when or if he'll be back. You're talking about this year. You're not.
Yeah.
When you said if, you don't mean like for his career.
No, this year. Yeah.
What do you think the chances are that you'll get him back this year at this juncture?
Probably minimal. Tweet that. You guys are tweeting faster. You're tweeting faster than I'm talking.
How do you think Berger's done in that role, both handling it physically and mentally?
I think he's done good. You know, one of the things that we tried to emphasize this last week with the offensive line was keeping our pad level lower, and I thought we improved this week doing that. And consequently, we were lower on our play action passes, which helped to get some guys open down the field and give Teddy a little bit more time. But as far as Joe specifically, I thought he's done a good job. He's getting guys, for the most part, on the right in the right place, and we've had a few mishaps here and there where we've had the wrong assignments, but overall he's done a good job.
Those play action passes kind of a way to counter when teams are throwing run blitzes like they were the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, Ben, is that, you know, these teams that keep wanting to load up to stop our running game, they say, hey, we're gonna make Teddy beat you. Or beat us, but they keep going, and then all of a sudden, Adrian will have a 15-yard run, then a 20-yard run, then a 75-yard run, because if they keep gambling to stop the run, those things are going to happen, and then consequently, the things are going to happen. You're going to get left out. Like a good example, of what happened in the ball game? We were throwing the ball pretty good, and then they say, okay, well, we have to change the coverage up. We're going to get into it. Too deep look, and that's when Adrian had a 75-yard run. So, you know, it's always a big cat and mouse game every week, and the guys that I've been around, coaches and play programs, that, you know, you might get 2 and you might get 1 and you might get 3, and then all of a sudden you might get 40. So you just got to keep. You got to stay with it. You have to be determined, and that's something that Norv does very well, mixing in the play actions with it. We have to eliminate the negative runs. We got to get rid of those. But you know, I'm pretty stubborn, and we're pretty stubborn about that.
It seemed like you had a lot of free runners after Stafford. Were you throwing stuff new at them that you didn't show in week 2, or were they just kind of botching the protections?
A little new stuff, yeah. We always have a little new stuff.
A credit to your guys selling the fake on those kind of plays?
It's a credit to our guys being able to execute exactly what we're trying to get done. You know, since I've been here, I'm trying not to go, you know, back. But since I've been here, the one thing I've been impressed with these guys throughout the whole football team, but especially defensively, is we have been able to move along at a little faster pace because of the intelligence that we have with guys on our defense. So some of the more complicated things that we do seem to be fairly easy for them.
Do you have to have that same mentality on defense when you're calling blitzes as far as sticking with it in case, you know, say the first few don't yield anything? But, I mean, is that the same kind of philosophy you have?
I think every situation is different, really. You know, Kansas City hit us on that wide receiver screen on a blitz. It's easier to call them when they're working, obviously. But there's times when you have to let the quarterback know this isn't going to be an easy day, that you're going to try to hit him. And even on some of them that we didn't get all the way home, we hit him pretty good.
Mike, you came here and obviously wanted to build a top-notch physical defense. It's early in your second season. Are you about on the pace that you thought you would? Are you ahead of schedule or on how good the defense is at this juncture?
You know, Chris, I don't know. I haven't really thought about all that. I just go in each week. You know, I don't get caught up in the stats or anything like that. And I usually tell the players, you know, don't even look at them until Thanksgiving. I figure after about 11 weeks, you kind of know who you are and where you're at. But I've had defenses that have been very, very good and played bad the last four or five games. And I've had defenses that have been bad at the beginning of the year. You know, I mean, that San Francisco game was not one of my most memorable, and been able to fight back and continue to get better. But it's all about the long marathon, and we'll just keep going where we go.
At the goal line stand, who really stood out, especially on the running plays, and there's that wall of humanity in there?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Audie Cole did a great job. He knocked the fullback back pretty good on one of them. Linville Joseph powered the guard on one of them. So there was our guys in the middle there, I thought, did a really nice job.
Game, obviously, would have had to score and get the ball back real quick. But, I mean, you've had some blown leads on the road. And, I mean, is that another one of those steps that you're talking about learning and how to close a game out?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, there was a couple situations there when we got down. You know, that could have been a bad deal. We got down and not fought back. Kind of similar to Denver, I guess. We fought back, but then we gave it away again at the end. I think our guys have a lot of confidence as we continue to move forward. But, you know, the two-minute situation before the half, you know, they were 3rd and 18. The guy caught the ball and ran out of bounds. And, you know, all our guys on the sideline said, "Coach, what is he doing?" You know, because we try to be really good in all those situations. So we didn't have to use a timeout there. We had two timeouts left when we got the ball back. I think all of these things that we get the opportunities to do, we continue to have good learning experience, and hopefully they're successful ones.
You pointed out in the post-game locker and the press conference sort of the losing streak you had on the road in the division, or just the tough times this club has had on the road. Now you're going into Chicago where you haven't won since X year. You seem to use that as a motivational tool.
I was hoping you'd bring that up.
But, I mean, as opposed to just pointing it out as saying, well, this is fact, you say it's like, well, they don't believe in us. I mean, what's the point of that?
I like proving people wrong. People have doubted me for a long, long time. I hope they keep doubting our football team, because that's the mentality I'm trying to get them. Prove us, you know, say what you want, and let's go prove it.
Doubting your team?
I just think everybody, there's a lot of doubters after we lost San Francisco, probably, right? So, I don't know. I just, when people say we lose all these games, you know, we can't win a game on the road, we can't win a game in the division, you know, it's just, I just take it personally, I guess, even though I haven't been around that long, but I'm hearing it from 10 years ago or something, they're telling me.
Mike, Teddy was really praising Zach Lyon, saying he's doing all the dirty work. What do you see in Zach and the fact that a lot of these guys are willing to accept their roles and really do what's best for the team?
Well, that's very, very important for me. You know, and I, before I get on to Zach, I'd like to point this out too. You know, Kyle Rudolph, to me yesterday, did some things that don't show up. He chipped on the defensive end numerous times. He did a lot of really good things. He made a nice catch on the goal line that everybody sees. But some of the other things that he did, opening things up for other people, I thought was really important. You know, it's really what I'm trying to get our team to understand. It may not be the focus may not be on you today, but who cares? Let's just go play together and let's go win. Let's everybody do a good job. But Zach is a guy like that is very unselfish. He's not going to get the football very much. And he has to go in there and Billy goat a bunch of linebackers. You know, that's part of his job assignment. And then he gets an opportunity to get the ball in the flat and he runs for 40 yards. So I bet it was great that Teddy saw him because he was looking to the other side of the field and came back late to him. But I really, that's really what I want my football team to be like. I just want us all to have success. And good things happen when teams have success. Good things will happen to individuals when that happens.
Looks like Sharif had his foot in a boot today. Is that something that is going to be keeping him out for a couple weeks?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I've heard all kinds of ranges, so we'll see.
Broken, I assume.
He had a little piece of cartilage taken out.
With Adrian, you mentioned some of the negative runs and that happening against Kansas City too. First of all, what's the key to eliminating or minimizing those, and then how is he handling that during a game when he is getting stuffed?
Well, I think he gets frustrated at times. Part of it is making sure that we don't allow people to run through. And then part of it is, if it's not there, let's take what we can get, but let's not lose. And then and he does get frustrated at times. You know, I see him on the sideline and talk to him a little bit, and I said, just stick with it. You know, you're going to pop one here. Just like kind of what I told you. It might be two this time. It might be one next time. But, you know, it might be 40 the next. So just keep going. And, we talk a lot about runs and completions here. And I think we had 25 completions and how many runs? 20, 35 runs. That's six. Is that 60? It's pretty good. Runs and completions. That's pretty darn good.
I feel like
with Floyd out, just talk about the luxury you have with Tom Johnson being able to step in, almost a starting caliber type player. What kind of luxury is that for you guys?
Well, Tom did a good job in this ball game as well. He had a lot of play time in the preseason, and I think it helped because his play time was up a little bit yesterday. But he's a veteran guy that knows what we're trying to get done, understands. Has had some success last year, and I think that's kind of carried over, and I think he'll continue to have success.
What has Paul done so much better this year? It seems like he's much more stout against the run this year than he was last year.
Everything. I don't want to get too gushy here, but he, I've had a couple really good nose tackles in my career. This guy's maybe the best. He's good. He's really good. He cares. He's tough. He's physical. He's got some pass rush to him when he wants to go, but he plays blocks. He doesn't get defeated in one-on-one blocks. He was a guy that every time we went back out on the field in defense in the second half, he'd say, "Keep your foot on the pedal, coach." I said, "Yes, sir."
Did you think he was that good when you guys signed him, and that he had potential to be that good?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Big, physical, fast, great athlete, good kid, strong.
Are you anticipating they might put Calvin in the slot a little bit to try to get Munnerlyn matched up against him?
Yeah, they did that some last time.
Time for two more.
Josh Robinson, you've seen him now with a week of practice. What's the soonest he possibly could be activated?
We have to make a decision in two more weeks, so we'll see.
What's the key to having effective blitz packages from a coaching standpoint?
Best way to say this. The best way is that your guys can beat their guys. But it's a lot timing. It's a lot, disguise. It's numbers of things, really.
Those in your career depending on who you have available to and the kind of athletes at different positions, whether it's linebacker or safety?
Yeah, well, every place you do that, depend on your personnel. But, I mean, some are usually pretty good and they've withstood the test of time if you run them correctly. But then you always try to figure out how you and you're not going to get guys free all the time. It's still part of getting a good matchup that you feel like this guy can beat that guy in this particular blitz, or breaking down their protections, understanding what they're trying to do when versus the blitz. All those things are real important, and we spend an awful lot of time on that with our guys. Okay. Thank you.